Scripture readings today is Job 42:10 and Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. And again, I thank God for being here this morning. It's so awesome to see so many out today. It's just been a blessing to see everyone here. I'm catching my breath because someone met me in the hall and I had a conversation with them and it's still in my mind. But God is good. Amen. He's so good. And I thank him for that. And I thank him that we can be here to greet the public and to help meet the needs that they may have. So I thank God for that. I give honor to our elders, to our trustees, to our board of directors, and to all of you, the congregation. And today, if you look at your bulletin, Lori did such an awesome job. It was like she was there in the room with me when I was writing the sermon. I gave her the title and she came up with this. And so I just wanted to read it to really bring it to your attention because it really touches on what we're going to talk about today for a few minutes. And it says, life is like a book. Some chapters are sad, some are happy, and some are exciting. But if you never turn the page, you will never know what the next chapter has in store for you. And that is what I want to talk about today. We come in our lives, we go through things, but there comes a time when we have to turn the page. We have to turn and go to the next chapter because our life is like a book. Our life is not just one chapter in a book. We have to turn the page, go to the next chapter, see what God has for us in this time or this season in our life or this chapter in our life. When you read a book, some chapters are long and some are short, but when you come to the end of the chapter, you turn the page and a whole new chapter starts. So today I want to encourage you to turn the page. What I want to talk about today is just some examples of those characters in the Bible who had to turn the page in their life and kind of tie it into our lives and how we experience things. Like I said, I had a really great coffee with the pastor on Wednesday with a really, really great group of people. And they were each sharing with me their stories. And as we were just kind of back and forth sharing our stories. And I was sitting there and it just kind of hit me like, well, this is exactly what I'm preaching this Sunday. Each one shared with me at some point in their life, they had to turn the page. They had to, one season ended for them and they had to turn the page and be willing to start and walk down a new page, walk down a new chapter in their life. So we all know the story of Job. I'm sure you're familiar with the story of Job. And it seemed like, you know, it was one thing after another. And it seemed like all of those tragedies, it seemed like a lifetime almost of those things happening. But it actually was only about 9 months in his life that he was able to turn the page. So I want to take a look at the story of Job, if you will. And it's Job 1:13-22. And let's see exactly what he did go through. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped. And he said, naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Now that's some tragedy, wouldn't you say? And then it was like, this happened, and then this happened, and then this, all in one day, this all took place. Excuse me. But Job didn't give up on God. Amen. And even though it felt like it, oh my goodness, can you imagine that you lose everything you own all within an hour is what it felt like, all within one day. And what do you do? What do you do with that? I want to encourage you that in the story of Job, if you continue to read on, he not only did he lose all of these things, also his friends came and they started to tell him, you know, you must have sinned against God. And, you know, they started to attack him. So now he has no children and he has no wealth. And now his friends are attacking him. And then on the final straw, in my opinion, his wife came and she said, Job, you know, you've done something. Curse God and die. She was like, I don't want all this on me. You curse God and die. And yet he still did not give up on God. Amen. He was able to turn the page in his life, even though he went through so much tragedy. He went through so much trials. He was able to turn the page. Why? Because it only lasted a season. It was only, scholars say it was probably within a 2-year period that the family, you know, all of the tragedies came that one day, then his friends and then his wife. Was maybe a 2-year period, but probably not even that long. He was able to turn the page. What do? You have to continue to keep going. You have to keep trusting God. You have to keep believing that no matter what it looks like, that God still has you. He's still holding you right in the palm of his hand. You can't give up on God. You have to turn the page. You have to go to the next chapter. You know, we've read books where there's been exciting things happening and then that chapter ends. And you turn the page and you start on the next chapter. What's so nice about this in Job 42:10, this is where he turns the page. He turns the chapter. Or he starts a new chapter. In Job 42:10, it says, and the Lord restored fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave him twice as much as he'd had before. God is so good that when you go through tragedy, when you turn the page, he can restore to Job. He restored twice as much as he had the first time. So I want to encourage you today. You may be going through a divorce. You may be retiring and life is very different for you now. It's okay to turn the page. God has something good on that next chapter for you. So I encourage you today to turn the page. Another example of this that I wanted to share, and it's not, I don't have it listed there, but I want to read it to you. Another example was the woman with the issue of blood. And that's found in Luke 8, 43 through 48. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. And immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, who was it that touched me? When all denied it, Peter said, Master, the crowd surround you and are pressing in on you. But Jesus said, someone touched me, for I perceive that the power has gone out from me. And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Sometimes when you have to turn the page, you have to take a chance. You have to take a chance that, you know, sometimes even when it's not all well, we get into our comfort zone and it just gets comfortable. And so we're even used to displeasure because we're comfortable in it. But sometimes, like this woman, she had been sick for 12 years. She had to take a chance and touch the hem of his garment to be healed. And so I want to encourage you that Sometimes there's a risk involved when you take a chance. Sometimes there's a risk involved when you turn the page. Sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone in order to turn that page, to start a new chapter in your life. Sometimes you may want to make a move, but you're afraid. You're not sure exactly what to do. It's time for a new chapter. Turn the page. Sometimes, you know, I know that's when you may want to move to a new home or something like that. You may want to move to a new city. You may want to start a new job, but you're afraid. You're very comfortable where you are, but you feel God saying, you need to make this change. You're afraid, but like the woman with the issue of blood, she really took a risk because she had this issue. She took a risk coming out amongst the people. She took a risk trying to touch God, to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, to touch. She knew there was healing there if she could just get to him. She knew there was healing. And so she took that risk of coming out and being a woman at that time. She didn't always have all the rights that she should have. So to step out and take that risk and come amongst the men and touch Jesus was a big risk. But wow, she was completely healed. After 12 years of sickness, she was completely healed. So sometimes you have to take that chance. You have to take a risk when it comes to turning the page. You have to take a risk and trust that God has you and he will not leave you. He has a good plan for you. And if you take that chance and step out, he's going to do it for you. Amen. Amen. All right. Another example was the woman who was loosed. It's a similar story, but a different take on why you need to step out and turn the page. So this one is found in Luke 13:10-16. It says, "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully strengthen herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, 'Woman, you are freed from your disability.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the rulers of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, 'There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day.' Then the Lord answered him, 'You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey for the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?'" So he healed her. She had to take a chance and step out. When he called her, she had to take his hand and trust. But the point I want to show in this chapter, in this verse, is that there was so much opposition for her being healed. It was on the Sabbath. They came out. Why would you heal her on the Sabbath? Why would you do that? Sometimes when you have to turn the page, when it's time to make a change, when it's time to do something different, there will be opposition. Opposition sometimes from your very friends, sometimes from your family. They will oppose you trying to make a change. Well, you've always done it this way. Why do you need to change now? What we have to be aware that when God is calling you to do something, you have to step out and do it. When you feel it in your spirit that he's saying, make that change, turn that page. It's a new chapter in your life. This is a new season. Even with the comfort zone, even with the naysayers who may, and like I said, sometimes it's your family, it's your friends who are saying, don't make that change. Don't do it. I like you like this. But no, God has something better for you and he wants you to step out and make that change. So, with the two women, I just wanted to contrast those stories that sometimes you're afraid to do it, but sometimes you have opposition coming and naysayers coming that are speaking into you and discouraging you from making a change. But in many cases, when you feel God is calling you, you know it. That's a change he wants you to make. Amen. And it's going to be for the better. Amen. I feel this because in my life, I've had to make these, you know, I've had to make decisions like this. And so I just thank God. I thank God for his word. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you. And so with that being said, I want to leave you with on a positive note. When you make that change, when you make that decision to turn the page in your life on your journey, this scripture has always blessed me, and it's one that I can look up to. It's Ephesians 3:20, and it says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And why I like this so much is that he's able to do more than we could ever think or imagine. I have to say that my journey here to Broadway Christian was definitely, we would call it an exceedingly and abundantly blessing to me. It was more than I could ever think or imagine. It was not on my radar, and yet it has been such a blessing to me to be here. And so to me, that's one, and I know you all have those experiences that in your life, you put it in God's hands, and he did way more than you ever thought he would do for you. You're like, God, did you really bless me with this? I can't imagine. It's exceedingly, abundantly, more than I could ever think of. So when you turn the page, my prayer for you, and I encourage you, that when you turn the page, you turn the page with this scripture in mind, knowing that it's not just going to be the same. It's going to be more than you can think or imagine. It's going to be exceedingly, abundantly more, better, greater than you could think or imagine. So I want to encourage you today to turn the page, to turn the page in your life, to turn to that next chapter. I said I had coffee in with a group, and it was Jan and Jim and Mary and Kathy. And each one of them shared with me a story and how they turned the page in their lives. And I know they weren't thinking of it in that way, but while we were talking, I was going, well, wow, that really was. And they had such fascinating lives and stories. And I was just like, wow, you did that. And wow, that happened. And, you know, it just was amazing to me. But had they not had the courage to turn the page in their lives, if they had they not had that courage, they wouldn't be here today in the way that they're here today. And so I thank God for you. And that is my final thought. I want you to think about, at what point in your life did you have to turn the page? At what point in your life did you have to start a new chapter? It was scary. It wasn't easy. You may have been afraid. Someone may have said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't try it. But you took the chance anyway and trusted God, and you saw him work exceedingly abundantly in your life. I want you to get that in your mind. And that's what I want to pray for as I close out on the sermon. I want to pray for those. You're at a point where you need to turn the page. You need to make a change. You need to make a difference. You know God is calling you to do something different in your life. And that's what I want to pray for today. So let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you, God, that you are always with us. We thank you, Lord, that you have good plans for us. Your word says you know the plans you have for us. They are good and not of evil. And so, God, as each of us come to a point where we need to turn the page in our life, we need to start a new chapter, God. One season is ending and a new season is beginning. Lord, we're asking that you give us the courage to make that change, God. You give us the courage to do it, God, knowing that on the other side, you are working exceedingly abundantly in our lives. We give you, God, all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. We walk in faith and we trust you, God, that nothing is too hard for you. We give you praise. And Lord, we pray for the sick, those who may be sick among us, Lord, that your healing virtue will flow through their bodies, God. We thank you, Lord, that your delivering power, God, will flow through each and every one here, God, that are in need of deliverance. We give you all of the praise, God. We give you all of the glory, all of the honor, Lord. We don't want your glory or your praise. God, we give it to you because you're such a wonderful God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.